The Reality of TV, Part 1. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm not a big fan of reality TV, but a few weeks ago, the realities of TV were revealed in some newspaper articles where the Alphabet family of networks finally confessed as to what they were up to as they announced their national high school football coverage for the fall. They finally fessed up to what I had talked about on the show previously, that they had no intention of making their broadcast be about high school sports, their local nature, and all of the good things they do for kids and communities. It was all about featuring a couple of so-called high-profile players in each broadcast in order to give college sports recruiting junkies their fix. Nothing more, nothing less. The general article where the startling revelation was made was countered in the same paper that day and its website by one of its columnists, which blasted the Alphabet family of networks for prostituting high school sports. From there, my weekend got even more interesting. I had a chance to watch a podcast produced later that day where they interviewed one of the newspaper writers involved. I wish they had included the columnist. An administrator from one of the schools that would play in one of the games being televised that weekend, and a booster club president from another of the teams involved in the telecast. The writer of the article was an advocate of national TV for high school sports because it helped him with his national rankings. What? How about a little more prostitution of educational athletics for something which absolutely makes no sense? The national ranking of high school teams. By the way, his article that day quoted a coach who said that being on national TV helped get his kids ready for that kind of exposure and pressure in college ball. Excuse me, that's not the purpose of high school sports. It's to get kids ready for the next level of life, not the next level of sports. And besides, that so-called next level only involves 1% of the participants. The school administrator spoke in the same terms as the coach. Talk about someone I wouldn't want running my kid's school. The booster club president had an aw shucks attitude about the television coverage. He thought it was nice, but absolutely unnecessary. And absolutely unnecessary is right. Unfortunately, our school leadership sometimes doesn't know how to say no when the television pimps come rolling around. Some coaches lap it up because they want to be on the same plane as their counterparts they watch on Saturdays and Sundays. Those coaches don't belong in a school setting, folks. Michigan avoids quite a bit of this because thoughtful educators more than 20 years ago saw the exploitation that national television of school events brings to the table and developed sane rules prohibiting it. Later that same weekend, an email I received asked why Michigan schools weren't on national television and how we were falling behind other states in that respect. I love the falling behind phrase because I can never figure out what it is that we're falling behind. Because our schools put the educational interest of all the kids first? Because our schools won't allow our coaches and our players to have higher profiles than the principals and superintendents? Because our schools won't allow themselves to be prostituted? What are we falling behind? Of course, when I explained that to the writer of the email, there was no response. There's no way anyone in their right mind can make an educationally sound case for nationally televised high school sporting events. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.